Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're back here in the second guest show. Mike Dettelia, along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're going to go back to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line. Big John, you got the intro, brother, so you got it. You're in the huddle.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I'm telling you, I was all ready, Mike, Saturday to go point counterpoint with you on the Green Bay game, and how I think the second drive and their fumble in the second drive totally derailed the team, and put them in a position where their special teams could let them down. And I was prepared to lose that argument to you, and then Sunday happened. And so I just want to make three observations about what transpired over the weekend and news that we've been bannering about. Number one, I think I can count on my hands the number of playoff games that even come close to what we all saw this weekend. And while you guys remember the Kansas City-Miami game on Christmas Day 1971, yeah. I was but a mere lad of three. So my reminiscences are a little bit later. And what I was thinking about during that Kansas City-Buffalo game yesterday was January 14th, 2012, when the Saints and the 49ers went at it and threw Jimmy Graham and Darren Sproles, dual return, Davis and Alex Smith. And it was four lead changes in 4 minutes. That's the closest I can think of. But this weekend is going to probably rank as the best divisional playoff weekend.
Big John, I agree with you.
Big John, let me tell you what. Now, we didn't win the Super Bowl, but I think I'm objective about this. That was the greatest Saints team in history that underachieved, didn't win a Super Bowl. They were better. Now, you might say, they didn't win a Super Bowl. I'm telling you, they were better. The 2011 team, to me, is the greatest Saints team ever.
They were better than the team that won it in 09.
Yeah, that's what I said, yeah. Well, go ahead,
they were not defensively the best team on the field that day and that season.
Man, offensively, it was unreal.
Yeah. Observation number two. Patrick Mahomes is 26 years old. Josh Allen's 25 years old. Justin Herbert's 23. Justin Fields is 22. Dak Prescott's 28. Joe Burrow's 25. Kyler Murray's 24. Trevor Lawrence is 22. Tua's 23. Mac Jones is 23. Jameis Winston just turned 28. And the old man in that group is Derek Carr, who's 30. And the amount of pure talent at the quarterback position may be at its greatest level right now of all time in the National Football League. And we are going to be in for a real treat for the next decade as we watch. This is not the last time you've seen Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen go at it. I don't know what the NBC usually puts the Super Bowl winner on the first weekend. I think it's got to be Kansas City-Buffalo on the first weekend in 2022. And finally, last but not least, I do not think that Sean Payton is going anywhere. And the reason I say that is that he is a big fish in a small pond down here. And he is in absolute control of his circumstances. And why would he want to go to work for a meddler like Jerry Jones or decrepit old families like the Maras or the McCaskies in New York and Chicago? He does not need to rebuild here in New Orleans. All he needs is a quarterback, just like the ones that I've listed, or maybe Russell Wilson, which I've been advocating for a while. He needs to reload a wide receiver. And he is back in the Super Bowl hunt because he has got a defense that is as fearsome as that offense was 10 years ago when we lost to San Francisco.
Big John, I think the big question mark is not going to another team. Is do you want to take this show and put it on TV?
Yeah,
do you want to be in the booth? It's not about going to another team.
To be part of the media because you can have your kick and eat it too. You don't have the stress of coaching and the hours you got to put in, and then you still get paid basically the same amount of money.
Listen, guys, I don't know what's inside Sean Payton's head right now, but I do know that some coaches just like coaching. And, you know, even the ones that go into the booth for a while, look at what happened with John Gruden. And, of course, John Gruden's personal problems and issues came back to get him. But he got out of the booth because he never stopped being a coach. And so, yeah, you know, it might be attractive for a little while, but Sean Payton, in my opinion, likes being on the sideline. I think he likes being an offensive style of coach.
He likes being on the sideline. So he's only 58 years of age. Because, you know, we want everything like drive-through, like instant. So what if he went away for a year or two and then he'd become a head coach again like in 2024 or 25? Because look at his mentor, Bill Parcells, and the route that he took. So it's not because you can, you know, your life changes, and even Tom Brady's talking about, is he going to continue to play? Look what Tom Brady did this year. He's like the top dog. He's up with Aaron Rodgers for regular season MVP. And his wife might say, okay, your kids are getting older. You know, we want you more involved. And he might realize that. It's not that he can't play. So I think even with Sean Payton, it might be a step back because of the high pressure of coaching and the hours you got to put in. So if Sean Payton, I could see this. He could go away in the media a year or two. And they come back and coach him, not 23, 24. Because 6, 7, 8 coaches get fired every year.
Big John.
They'd be all into Sean Payton.
I'll let Bob answer this, but he's told me this before about when he was playing and how much time consumption it was when you were playing and what it does to your home life.
Well, you
can address that, Bob.
No, you have to have a nanny. Listen, I had 4 kids, and I'm like, okay, listen, I'm going to be involved with, and sometimes your wife looks at you like, what? I said, you like that money, right? Okay, well, they're 6 months on, 6 months off. When I'm playing, I'm putting 14 to 16 hours a day trying to be the best I could be, and if the kid's crying at night, I ain't dealing with it. I got to get my rest. Sorry. We got the nanny. You got the housekeeper. You could pay for all that. And then so you have to look at there's not enough hours in the day to be the dad that maybe you want to be to your kids and versus like coaching. Coaching is very demanding. People don't realize. No, you go home at midnight and you got to be back there at 7 in the morning. Now, Zach Strief made that transition. You know why Zach Strief made that transition? From calling Saints games to coaching, freaking money. It ain't no joke. That is because, now, your wife, okay, you might say, what kind of lifestyle you want to lead? Did you like the lifestyle that it takes and the money we have to have? Or do you want me more involved? So you can't have your cake and eat it too sometimes. Even the great Tom Brady's dealing with that. And I think Sean with a new wife and all that.
And Drew dealt with it a year ago.
Drew Brees, the same thing. Look at Drew Brees. Now he's more involved. Now Drew Brees is a workaholic. Now Drew's still involved with his family. But look what he's doing with TV. I guarantee what Drew's doing with TV, it is not. Even though what he does off the field is nowhere near how he prepared as a quarterback to prepare to lead the Saints and lead an NFL team. It's not even close.
So I think that's the big question, John.
Yeah, the
hours involved and what it does to your health and your exhaustion level as a coach
Sean
to go through
was,
a season.
Sean was so overwhelmed, I think, and all of us would have been overwhelmed. what the Saints dealt with this year, you know, the whole Michael Thomas, the whole injuries, COVID, on and on.
Ida,
the hurricane we displaced. We had one thing after the other. You got to be freaking kidding me. And so, you could go on vacation, but even when you come back from vacation, you go to Cabo, whatever. Even you come back, you go like, well, you know, maybe I could do this and make the same amount of money, be more involved with my new wife.
So I get it. Yeah, I get it.
And still come back to coaching. Sean's not going to forget how to coach if he comes back in 2023, 2024. He won't forget how to coach. Come on.
I never forget Bill Parcells making this comment. We were at a coaching seminar, and he said, coaching is like a narcotic. You never get it out of your system.
Right.
You never get it out. To be in that room with those guys to strive for one thing, and that's to win a Super Bowl, that type rush, you don't get in the booth.
And that
doesn't happen.
And I'm telling you, all what Sean has dealt with, I mean, you couldn't have a better coach. We finally win a Super Bowl here in New Orleans. Then you look at 2011, I think the greatest Saints team ever, and you fall short. Then you got the damn bounty gate, the NFL. Then you got the NOLA no call. What? It's a Minneapolis miracle. It's amazing if Sean don't have an ELSA. I mean, he probably did. We don't know about it.
Yeah. And so I get his looking into that future, and I think his future somewhere along the line is going to be in television.
Well, the thing about
if it's this year, hey, 2 years from now, whatever.
Now think about this. You could get paid $9 million to coach, okay, and all the hours and the stress and anxiety. Or are you in the booth and you're analyzing and talking about the game, and you're getting paid the same amount of time, but you're only working 25-30% as you would as a coach. What? And you're getting close to 58, 59 years of age. Oh, well, let me try this out, see how it works. What do you think, John Gruden? Look at that. You know why John Gruden got out of the ESPN Monday Night booth? Because the Raiders paid him $100 million.
And guaranteed it.
Yes.
And guaranteed. That's the other part about it. We'll be back with more Second Guess right after this break here on the Big 8.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.